So are you ready for our series today?
Miss, pronto ba ito na sa loro noin?
Anyway, we are continuing our series Joyful. Okay, it's Joyful. Well, we are on our week 3 as we speak today of our series. And this series will go until next week to cover the whole book of Philippians.
Entonces, ito se continúa ito na sa serio bolo kata Joyful, haksolok na fatin. Ita ne seru idane ba semana dala tolona no semana hoy ne te se continua na fate no seru idane no ita se cobre ba libro Filipinian.
So this year is exactly on time. You know why? Because there's a lot of things in our surroundings right now that might take away the joy that we have.
Entaun seru idane pas los ba ita to aprende tamba yes situasaun balo ne ba mahalo ita fasil ba ita hodi hasaite ita ne haksolo ke ita ne moris.
And very recently, one of our relatives, or actually our cousin, one of my cousins is here, Christian. Another is still working. And three of us here are a family. And one of our cousins in the Philippines died.
Tambot na ba foi na kontese ba haw makaw ya sobrinyo na in ruan ba serbisyo ya na yan mos ida iha Filipina no niya foi mate, foi na license.
Primo. Yeah. It's my cousin. Okay. It's our cousin. Okay. So, and really that's a enough reason to take away the joy that we have.
Entam ni danen sabele uza fora zaum balum baami atu hasaiti amini haksolo ke amini moris.
But actually what happens when I browse, when I talk to them and browse to the pictures that they are posting, all of a sudden, I found great joy.
Entan when hira hore yan ba hore figura na ba masiratao no lihusen na ba how hetang haksolo kyan na ba mos.
You know how I found great joy? Because on the last day of the week of my cousin, okay, a pastor came there and preached the gospel.
No, imi atay na tamasa how haksolo iha hore siran yah komentary siran yah na ba tamba. Antes niya tumatay ya pastori dan nabe magba halor saum baniya.
And not just that, not just preaching the gospel, but you know the joy that you will receive seeing your relatives, my auntie, the mother of my cousin who died, the other auntie, our cousins, and some of our old friends there, raising their hands and receiving Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Entaun lao si danede sira five evangelum may bihaw niya. Familia haun ya tiun no tian sira ya ba ya momento no ba sira asistian vamos sira balo fote lima no recibimos Jesus ya sira nemores.
That's why I'm not joyful because my cousin passed away. It really hurt us emotionally, but the joy comes from seeing the people that you love surrendering their life to Christ. That's the source of our joy.
Entonces ni dané kanek duni bahaw anhira orona kata kaunia primo mate may be hamo saksolo ko anhira hare kata kaunia primo ne agora dadak ni hela lehan no saksolo ko dane.
So as we unpack our series today, we will see and we can relate to our character, the one who wrote this epistle. It's Paul. Okay, that even we know that when he wrote this epistle, he was in prison.
Entaun idane kona itania hahalok loron tambai dane Paulo mahakerek no ni hakerek ni ni livro ne wanira ni seiha prison.
But it doesn't take away the joy that he had.
Maybe idane la hasaiti haksolok ne bemak Paulo iha.
So let's, before we proceed to our topic today, let's make a short review of what we had for the first and the second week.
Então antes ita hoita se ba review fila fale sera makita prenete ona semana ahira kliuba.
First week we talk about joy in suffering.
Semana primero ita kolea kona ba haksolo ke sofrimento.
So we know that even though Paul is in prison, it doesn't take away his joy. You know what? Why? Just like what I've experienced, seeing the guards that he's guarding him, surrendering their lives to Christ. It's such a wonderful thing that will happen to you and to see their lives being changed by their relationship with Christ.
Entonces, si dare ba Paulo ni Morris mismo ni a prisión, maybe itabel hare ema security sira yan ba si nós belecimos Jesus e seremos amores.
And last week we talk about joy in relationships.
No, semana koto kita kolya kona ba haksolok iya relasyon sira.
Okay, we say that we found joy as we work together as one and with unity.
No, ita yan ba ita hatene kata kita hetan haksolok when hira ita servisu hamutu ko unidade.
Okay, and today we will talk about another source of joy. It's like it says, joy in pursuing Christ.
No, ohen loron ita say kolya kona ba haksolok. Haksolok when hira ita hak basic ba Kristo.
So let us see what brings Paul, okay? What brings Paul joy as he continued to pursue Christ in his life. So for us to know that, I encourage everyone, let us all stand up and let us read our verse for today.
Tau nita sa bahare saida makhalo Paulo hak basic na fatim ba maromak mesmo niya suplemento iya teros nilaran. May tabaham rico de lena maromak lefo malorunohin.
So we will be reading from chapter 3, verses 7 until 14.
Ita sa leho usi Filipi kapitulo 8, versetlo 7 to 14.
Okay, so let me read it in English first. Verse 7 says, I once thought that these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ. Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with Him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with Himself depends on faith. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death. So that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. So now let's read it in Tetun.
May talaga Tetun. Uluk hau hanoin dehan buat sirane falling bot may hau. May be agora hau considera laiha falling ida tamba hau tuir Kristo. Ida na be hau considera falling bot liu magne. How bele koinese Kristo Jesus hau nyanai buat sira seluk hau husik tiha ona i considera hanesan lisu deit para hau bele basic liu Kristo. I bele laran ida honia nai maromak simo hau la os tamba hau tuir lei religion mai be tamba hau fiar ba Kristo tamba hau nia fiar mak maromak simo hau. How hakarak koinese Kristo liutan? How hakarak para maromak servisu ya hau nia laran hokbit ida nabe nia uza hodi halo Kristo moris fali husimate? How hakarak halo parte iha Kristo nia terus? Kona ba mate mos how hakarak sai hanesang nia? Tamba hau laran meting katak abam bain rua nia sei halo moris fali. How laos hatete katak how hetan ona buat sirane ka how moris los ona. May be how hakas ana fatin atu moris tuir Kristo Jesus ni hakarak tamba ho objetivo ne mak ni hili how sai ni ema. Maun alin sira how la hanoin katak how to ona objetivo ne. May be buat ne be how halo mak ne. How halu hatia buat ne be iha kotuk hodi halai makas ba oin. How hakas an ba oy na fatin to roham para manam premio. How ni premium magne? Abang bain ruwa nai maro mak bolu how tamai halalehan tamak Kristu Jesus mate mai how.
Let us pray.
Talor sa.
Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day.
Aman maro mak obrigado valoro nohin.
For we praise you and we magnify your name, O Lord God.
Namihahi no ami glorifica ita bot ni nara no maro mak.
And today, Lord, we are praying. Continue to guide us, Lord. Lead us as we study your word.
Nohin loro nami continue halor saung kata kita bot lidera ami hanesa nami sture ita bot ni lefua no maro mak.
And let your Holy Spirit be in our midst, Lord God, and be our teacher. Holy Spirit, take charge of this service, O Lord, that your words be preached, not my word.
Espiritu Santo, am convide ita bot mai ami ni leta, tonne ita bot ni lefua no makbele dirizi ami laos ami rasek.
Thank you so much. We give you the praise, the glory, and honor. In Jesus' name.
Obrigado, me fova ita ondra no ahi. Hori Jesus nenaran.
Amen. Amen. Okay, you can all be seated at.
Bele torfila fale.
Okay, so are you ready to learn what did Paul experience? Even though while he is in prison, he is always full of joy.
Então, nem pronto que lá aprende o si Paulo. Mesmo nessa ilha prisão, mas bem nia na fati na cono com axolo.
Okay, so now today we will talk about pursuing Christ.
No, hoje loro nita se colia con ba buka tuir Cristo ka ita kezar Cristo.
Okay, when we say pursuing, it means that when we pursue something, we put full of our attention, we put all our effort, we put most of our time. So that we can get what we pursue.
When ira ita dyan ita kezar buat rumah signifik kata kita tahu ita niya forsa tomak ita niya atin saun tomak katun ita bela atin si buat nabe makita buka helaba.
Okay, so it means when we pursue something, we let go of another things.
Ine signifik kata kita la signifik kata when ira ita kezar buat rumah no ita husik te buat serseluk lah.
Okay, so let me ask you. What are you pursuing?
Tano kara kusit ta botser. Sera makita botser kezar hela ka buka hela to atinzi.
Maybe for some students like Danny, you're pursuing your studies, right? And you're doing every effort to do good in your school.
Tano dala rumahan sa ba estudante sa Danny niya kezar hela niya studo no niya sportsuan makasa to atinzi dene.
For some, what are you pursuing? Dobin?
Ba ser selok sera maita kezar hela Dobin?
No, not Danny. For some, maybe you're pursuing your career, right? That's why you are putting much effort in your work.
Ba ser selok dalaro maita bot sera kezar hela ita bot sera niya karera no ita bot tau sforsoan makasin ba.
So all of those things are good, okay? But we will see, okay, what really is the most important thing that we need to pursue.
Entam buat tirak na hotu diak. Mabe agora buat mabe makita hare maka idan be mak importante liu hotu bayita tu ita bele buka tuir ka ita bele kezar.
Okay, and we can read that from all the books that Paul has written. Okay, he always mentioned that Christ is the most important.
No, ita hare ya libro na be mak Paulo hakerek niya menciona kona ba Kristo niya diyan Kristo mak importante liu.
So, all of you right here, I know that you are pursuing Christ, okay, in your own different ways.
Entam ba ita hoto yane au spera kata kita bot sira kezar hela Kristu ita bot sira numoris.
You will not be here if you're not pursuing Christ.
Ita bot sira la bele yane se kare kita bot sira la buka Kristu ita numoris.
Okay, but I want you to know that as we pursue Christ, not everything around us will bring us joy.
Entam hau karak dem ba ita bot sira kata laos buat hot nebe ma kita halo ihete ne mori sirene bele bele halo ito hod buka na maromak.
Okay, there are things or maybe situation or circumstances that will happen, okay, that will might affect the joy that we have in pursuing Christ.
Entaw niya naba sa iha sitwasyon nebe ma ka difícil desafio nebe ma kita hasoron nebe ma siya para ita halo ita la bele kezar tang Kristo.
Okay, so as we study the word, we will try to answer or we will answer this question: how do we find joy as we pursue Christ?
Entonces, en esa nita continúa y se va a hatar a muchas preguntas. O en sama que está solo con esa nita lao de Cristo.
Okay, so let's go back to our words. We will went through it one by one and we will see, okay, how Paul managed to found joy despite of his situation.
Entonces, maito fila fale ba maro magnilia fuan wani tala ita say hare I kada ida ba ida no ita hare on sa Paulo belahetan haksolok. Yan ba?
So let's go back to verse 7.
Maita fila fale ba versiklo ito dian katak ulo kawa noin de hambot sirane falling bot may hao. May be, agora hao considera lai ha falling ida tamba hao tuir Kristo.
I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Okay? One of the things that can drain our life and our joy, okay, is when we really don't have a clue what is important in life.
Entonces, buat tira na ba magbele hapara, kahalo ita hakidok, o si buat na ba importante, maka, usita ni haksolok, maka, buat hirak na ba mag, ita considera la importante hita ni Morris.
Have you tried to pursue something only to find out at the end that is worthless?
Ay ita bot sira perna koko na ga ita bot sira koko atu atinzi bot ruma ma be ikus mai ita bot sira sinti kata kidne la vale botira.
So when you are in that situation, you will lose hope. You will lose joy. On the process, you are full of joy. And then when you get it, and then it really doesn't match what you are expecting, it loses your hope.
No, idane say halo ita bot sira halakon ita bot sira na esperanza tamba ita bot sira hu ho hak solok tep tep sa karak hetam bot me ita bot sira karak me be na realidad e ya klaran ita bot sira tinzi lao sidan be ma kita bot sira karak.
Okay, prior to this verse, we can see when you read from verses 4 to 6 specifically, you will see what brings Paul joy.
Tan harefal bai dana itare ya versiklo hat ho nen ita se hare on sama Paulo belaheta nak solok.
Okay, Paul has accomplished a lot in his life. Okay, and that brings him a sense of joy in his life. Actually, he's full of joy when he's persecuting Christian.
Tan watirak na bai mak Paulo halo ne lori bania hak solok. Maybe lolos na antes na niya haksolok when hira niya for persegesan by mga Kristaon sira.
When he's obeying all the laws that they have, and he is full of joy because he thought that he pleases God by doing it.
Then when hira em harukan niya hode for persegesan by mga Kristaon sira niya contenti haksolok kore halotuir tama niya noin katekira na mga haksolok wani maroma.
So before Paul became a Christian, he is one of the great Pharisees ever existed.
Entaun antes Paulus ai Kristaun nie emai dan be maka la diak liu emai dan be maka kara kato estraga emai Kristaun sira.
And Paul putting his confidence in being a Pharisee.
Maybe Paulu taun nie confianza or sai emai Pharisee uda.
So looking on your own self, what have you accomplished before you became a Christian? Somehow it gives you a sense of power, a prestige, or a sense of position. Right? And you found your joy there.
Entonces, haré fila falba itania moris antes itas simo Cristo itania moris. Ya botruma na bema kita tinzi ita tinzi hela na bema kita hakara kato atinzi hetan posisaun ruma itania moris. Ka bot seluk tan na bema ita hakara kato atinzi.
Before you became a Christian, what did you value? What is the source of joy to you?
Antes ita bot sai Kristaun. Buat saya dah mak kita buat serasa inti valor loss bagi kita buat serat tu atinzi.
Okay, before I became a Christian, I enjoy the company of my peers. I enjoy doing things that even though it's not pleasing to God, I enjoy it. I thought because I found joy there, even though it's wrong, I'm doing it because I thought that will give me the joy that I want. Only to find out at the end. It's empty. It's nothing.
Entonces, bajo antes a usar cristianos, a no en que ta, a ojeta na solo que ya una compañía no ve más agora servicio va. No hay fiar que ta ya momento en bajo no en que ta servicio no ve más que había compañía no irán más fo bajo a solo. Me ve ikus más irán el a fo a solo lo los bajo.
That was the same with Paul. Okay? That was the same with Paul. So he's doing things that he thought the source of his joy, but it all changed. It all changed when he met Jesus.
No, ida nema ka kontese ba Paulo he momento ne ba. He momento ma ne sente ka ta buat ne ba mak ne halo ida nema klore ne haksolok. Ma be na realidad he klaram buat sirak ne hotu mudansa ne anak fila faltamba. He momento ne ba mak ne simo Kristo situasaun diferense la nesan.
So just like Paul, many of us, before we encounter Christ, we thought that we are on the right path.
No, itamos ane San Pablo. Dala antes itasoro Kristo itanoin katak itanya moris uluk na idane loso na itatuiro na Kristo makamomento na ba?
Until we encounter Christ in our life, then it changed our perspective in life. That now you know that those things that you value before, they really don't have value.
No, agora itabot sira tena katak. When here it about sira soro te ona Kristo agora it about sira realiza kata buat hirak no bema kita about sira karakatinzia momento it about sira simo Kristo idane la vale batira it about sira memories.
Okay, so when Paul says, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done, it means Paul now came to a point of realization when he's now he knows now that it is Christ who is more valuable than whatever he has accomplished.
Tan sa itareva versiklo ido ina kata buat hirak ne hoto how considera la vale batira hanesang when hira how hatene kata fear basaida mak Kristo halate nan tan when hira Paulo kolia lia fuandane ni bai ha parte realizasaun kata nia realiza fal buat nbe mak ni halo uluk idane la hola parte buat nbe mak ni hakara kagora.
But not just that. Paul continues in verse 8. Okay, he said,
"Mabela osidan edet." Paulo continue he versículo alu ne dian katak. Ida na be how considera fallen both liu magne. How bele koinese Kristu Jesus how ne nai? Buat sira selok how husik tia ona. I considera hanesan lisu deit para how bele basic liu Kristu.
I considera hanesan lisu
deit.
Okay. Okay, so he says, yes, everything else is worthless. Earlier in the verse 7, he said, what I have accomplished, there are no value. Okay, his accomplishment. But now Paul continues. He says, everything else, not just what he has accomplished, but everything else is worthless compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
Então Paulo de Andalos nia la hetan valor ret meme buat seluktan husirane nia considera la valor hoto wenira nia tinze nia hatene te one Kristo.
Okay, he said it's not just what he accomplished, but everything else become worthless when you compare it to the value of knowing Christ Jesus.
Paulo de Anca buat seluk tan be mak nia atinzi te ona nia considera la vale batira wen hira nia bahatene ba importancia li husi hatene Kristo.
So we can say that there is nothing comes close with the importance of knowing and gaining Christ.
No idene significa to dehan kata la hatam buat ida mak importante li wen hira itabot ba ho de hatene Kristo itabot ne Morris.
I'm not saying that you leave your job. I'm not saying that you stop your school, okay? I'm not saying that those things. But what I am saying is, all those things are not bad. They only became bad when they hinders you coming to Christ.
How long dyan itabot sira to para tay itabot sira ni serviso o husik tay itabot sira ni eskola? Buat hirak na hoto diak. Maybe buat na ba makladiak magbuat sira ni when hira itabot halo buat sira ni bale hapara fali itabot or lalori itabot pa Kristo.
Okay, those things, a lot of us have the same calling like Paul. Okay, maybe not of us are called to become missionaries. Not of all of us are called to be a pastor. Okay, but all of us are called, okay, to receive Christ Jesus. That's the design. That's what the greatest plan of God, that all of His creation will receive Christ Jesus.
Then Laos. Emahoto tumaroma klaus halo ita hetan shamada na bemhanesan o Paulo nian. Maromakmos lahalo ita saya nesa no Paulo. Mabe maromak halo ita hototu atu belesimu Kristo. No ida nemak maromak ne plano ha husin ya kriya saun sir hototu kata. Emo hototu se simu Kristo ser ne moris.
Okay, so as we continue what you are doing, okay? As you continue doing your job, doing your business, doing your school, I hope you come into a realization what is more valuable than you. All those things. What is more valuable to you?
Então, bot hira koto ne bema kita bot sirahalo, no ita bot sirane servisu, ita bot sirane negosiu. How espera kata kita bot sirabai ha fatin ida ya ita bot sirse realiza kata ida ne bema ke importante liu bahau de atenzi.
I know that your work is important. I know that your business is important. I know that your study is important. Okay? But if everything else is important, then there's no important at all.
No, how tene kata kita bot sirane servisu importante, ita bot sirane negosiu sirane importante. No se kare bot hototo importante, ente la ihe bot ira makla importante.
So I hope I challenge everyone that you are in the state or in a position where you knew what is valuable to you, that when it takes out from you, it will give you restless nights. I'm thinking, you keep on thinking on it, and you decided, I will pursue it. Whatever it costs, I will pursue it. I hope you found that thing in your life.
No, espera kata kwenira itabot by situasaon nebema kitabot realiza. Kata kit nebema importante. Sa itabot akar katinzi, buat nebema kladiak. Ita bot ni Morris la los, ita bot ni Morris ha espera ita bot sira kalan to vamos la dukur tambe dene halo ita bot sira hanoing herlet. Sai na makabela tin ze ita Morris.
Because Paul, when he encountered Jesus Christ, he came to a realization that it is his relationship with Christ that is more valuable.
No hane San Paulo ne bemak ni halo te bot hototo no ne bai ha parte realization ne de han kata so Kristo det maka importante liu duke bot hototo.
So have you figured out what is important in your life?
Então no ensama kita bele figura kita bele hatene what saida mak importante lo itani Morris.
I hope that is your relationship with Christ.
Aw espera kata kita ne mak kita bot sirne relasaun ho Jesus Kristo.
Because only when you found that your relationship with Christ is the most valuable relationship or things that you might have, then the rest, they will lose their value.
No, when here itabot sira hateno no katak itabot Kristo mak valor liu itabot ni Morris no bot sir seluk no bema kitabot halo sir ne lahi valor.
So the first thing as we to find joy as we pursuing Christ, he says that consider what is important in life.
No, itani pontus primero no bema kita seba aprende maka considera saida maka importante itani Morris.
And just like with Paul, his relationship with Christ is the most important thing that he has.
Hanesan mos Paulo katak niya relasaun ho Kristo magbuat na ba magimportante liyo iyan ni Morris.
So have you considered that your relationship with Christ is the most important thing in your life?
Iya ita sir ni sema considera tevs katak niya relasaun ho Kristo magimportante liyo ni Morris.
Okay. So I hope at the end, okay, maybe if you're not yet sure, or maybe I don't know yet, but at the end of our message today, I hope you will found it. Not only other things, but I hope you hit Christ Jesus.
Okay? No, espera katak ante. Agora itabot sira la valor dalaruma sira comprende. Maybe ikus susira ne, ofiar katak itabot sira comprende, katak itabot sira relasaun no Kristo, mak importante liu.
Okay, so let's move on, and let's go to verse 10.
Tan mai tabai ha versiklus anulo. Dean katak, hawa karak konese Kristo liu tan. Hawa karak para maroma servisu ya hawne laran hokbit ida nebe ni uza ho de halo Kristo moris fali husimate. Hawa karak halo parte iha Kristo ni aterus kona ba mate mos. Hawa karak sai hanesan nia.
Okay. So I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. So, what a powerful declaration by Paul. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead.
Itong deklarasyon sa ida mag Paulo halo yan ba niya ang hakarag hatene Kristo no experience niya no hakarag hatene kbiit na ba mag halo niya Morris Jesus si mate.
So when Paul saying this, Paul wants to develop a relationship with Jesus. He didn't settle on meeting him on his road to Damascus. But he continued, I want to develop a relationship with you, Jesus. Not just having him, oh yeah, I know him. I encountered him actually. But is that it? Are you contented with that? Are you contented on the day that you raise your hand, that you receive Jesus, and then you stop on that day? You didn't even pursue to know him more. But I hope if that's you, we can change. We can change our heart. God's grace is given to each one of us. And God is always there.
Então, when here Paulo hakara desenvolve liutan niya relação ho na Roma. Kla significa niya kara kalo encontro ida ho na Roma kwa nira niya ba Damasco. May ben niya kara desenvolve liutan niya Morris niya relação ho Jesus Cristo. No, espera kata kita bot sira mo sa nesa niya momento na bema ita bot sira fote liman barba na Roma kara ksimu Jesus sa nesa ita bot sira na ino Salvador. No, se kara kia momento na bema kita bot sira para no la ihatan itabot ser la tinzi buat nabe mag Jesus Kristo itabot la ihatan relasaun dia konya mabe sekarang kita buat hili ho di tuir na fating niya itabot sa ane San Paulo kata kita buat ni Morris ihatan mudansa.
I hope we are like Paul, that I want to know Jesus, I want to know him more each day.
Ha espera kata ita ane San Paulo kata kaho kara espera to hatin ni Jesus liutan niya loron baloron.
So Paul continued, he said, I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death. Maybe this part, wait. I want to know him, and I want to experience his mighty power. But why is this there suffering? Why is this death? Right? Let me give a question for some, right? But Paul says that if you want to know more about Christ, you must also know his sufferings.
Tau ni ba Paulo dehan kata how karak hatene no experience niya dia kliutan no tirman niya dehan how karak iha sofrimento ne be makanesan ho saira mak Kristo halo how karak experience ho sofrimento ne be mak Jesus Kristo halo ne significa kata tamasama iha sofrimento when hira ita tuir Kristo tau niya iha o ini ta aprenda ne kata mesmo e sofrimento mai beita sei na fatin fiermente in San Paulo.
So when you say I want to know Christ more, it means that to know Christ is to know his suffering, understand the hardship of Jesus' life on earth as well as suffering that he bore on the cross.
Então when hira ita dia kata kita mo sakara kata hatene sofrimento no bem Jesus Cristo hasoro. Ne significa ta kita karak hatene ita karak baia parte de bebek sai mo Jesus Cristo tero se momento no vano ita karak realiza hoto bat me Jesus halo.
You know, when in the life of Paul, as he pursued Jesus Christ, okay, he endured a lot of sufferings.
No itare Paulo antes nia ne saite ona cristaun me ben yesena faten aguenta ho sofrimento sira hoto.
So Paul endured beatings, okay? Paul endured shipwrecks, and there's a lot of things, okay, consequences of his witness for Christ. In fact, just like what we said earlier, as he is writing this letter, he is in prison.
No, itare ba Paulo niya Morris Paulo niya aguenta ho ema baku niya ema haluat niya what is shipwrecks baku ga? Oh. Anesan roga?
Ro.
Ema estraga. Anesan ro. Rahon. Ah, ro rahon ga. Ah, yo mento no ba los unitare. Paulo nia aguenta ho ema baku nia no mos ro ne bemak nia sai ho dihalo viaje ne mos rahon. Entan nia aguenta iha sofrimento nia laran. Ma benia sai na fatin tu ir Cristo.
Okay. So for you, what sufferings are you enduring as you pursue Christ? Have you ever experienced to be mocked? To be laughed by people? To be insulted by people?
Então, ba itabot sira agora da, itabot sira sira ma itabot sira experiência, sofrimento sira ma itabot sira experiência when itabot sira tuir Cristo.
But don't worry, okay? Don't worry, because Paul endured all of those things, okay? All of those sufferings, because he's looking that those sufferings is like a mark that I am following and pursuing Christ.
Maybe ita ba Paulo niya considera katak sofrimento hirak neho tanesan marka. Simbolo ida bania para niya belay tuir Kristo dia klutan.
But be aware, there's another form of sufferings, okay? Suffering that the result of our wrongdoings. So the one that suffering that we are talking here is suffering as you live the life with Christ.
Então sofrimento não vem a agora da que está colhia em São Paulo experiência, ainda não sofrimento não vem a que está cara tuir Cristo. Mas bem, já tem sofrimento sei o que daí, ainda não vem a cá sei lidera ita ba sala nilaran.
Okay, so here also I want everyone to see in this verse. Okay, yes, Paul received Jesus for free. And we all receive our salvation for free, right? We have been justified without paying anything because Jesus paid it all for us.
Então, bajita o cara de angata salvação é livre. Paulo simo salvação, bani morismos é livre. Anesan musita, ita simo salvação, bajita ni morismos livre.
Okay, but as we live a right life until we are here, it will cost us a lot.
Mai be sekara kita karak Morris or Morris na be maklos idanese causa buat barak.
As we continue to live a life pursuing Christ, it will cost us a lot.
Se ita continua Morris or Morris na be makode kezar o buka ato atene Kristo liutan no idanemo se causa buat barak na be makita se hasoro.
Okay, what we call that process? Is that the process of sanctification, right?
No, ida na itamos belbolo katak proseso ba sanctification nin.
As we are being sanctified, it will cost you a lot of things.
Anesan ita hetan sanctification, no ida na mos kausa buat bara ko sinaba.
Just like what he mentioned in the early part of this chapter, okay, all his accomplishment, okay, he left it behind for the sake of knowing Christ Jesus.
No, anesan nos versículo ida nabe makita le primeiro de angkata atinzimento hoto nabe maknia iha nyahusik hoto tia wenira nia pasoro Kristo.
And everything else around us is not even close when it comes to value of knowing Jesus.
No, what hoto nabe makale uita barak nabe makita halo hirak ne sei laia ita bele de antaka hoto te wanhira ita ba hatene valor no importancia no wanhira ita hatene Kristo.
But even though it will cost us a lot, I hope and I pray that when there are things that been taking out from you, okay, maybe there are people who've been taking out from you, your joy will not be lessened, but it will be continuously increasing as you continue to pursue Christ.
Nós espera que até mesmo ia dificuldade e situação não bem mac halo ita bot ser la haxolo que não bem, mas espera que até que ita bot ser se ina fatin continua ita bot ser na relação com Jesus Cristo.
We can do that, right? We can let go of some things as we pursue the greater things, because you know the value. You know, what I'm pursuing right now is more valuable than what I have. So it's okay to lose this if I gain this thing that I value, that I pursue. The same way with here. It's okay. Okay? It's okay to lose some things. It's okay to lose some people when you know that you will gain more valuable. And that valuable thing, not a thing, not a person, that's Jesus. He is more valuable than anything else.
Então, baita, dia que ela baita tu lá com botruma, dia que ela baita tu lá com itania família, que é maruma e itania mores. Mas bem, quando ira ita bota tena na kata, tu ir Cristo ira nemak valor, liu bot toto, então dia que ela baita bota tu husik tia bot sirano bem makla valor. Hanesan ita bot atinzi, la os sasan ira ma bem ita bot, takarak buka tu ir kezar, Cristo nerasi ke ita bot ne mores.
Okay, and he continues sharing in his death. Sharing in his death simply means dying to our sins. Not continuously living on it after you receive Christ, after you establish a relationship with Him. But you must die with your sin. That's the way, that's what means by when Paul say sharing in his death. Because at the first place, we all knew that Christ died for our sins.
Então ele foi onde estamos há muito conia e ainda nem mata significa que te bele mata vai ter nessa sala. Hanesa nos Cristo mata vai ter nessa sala. Estamos husik te ter nessa sala. Irak vai talo.
Okay, so when Paul said, "I want to know Christ, experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead," part of it is also to suffer with Him and to share His death. Okay, so basically saying, okay. Lead us to our second point. Make our lives center in Christ.
Então, quando era Paulo de Angatak niya sa experiencia Cristo liutan, nomos niya sa fahe o Cristo niya sofrimento, significa tak no ida niya sa lidera ita filafalo ba ita niya ponto segundo de Angatak halo ita niya moris centro iya Cristo.
Okay, in verse 13 it said,
yeah, versículo senor sintol de ankatak maun alin sira haula hanoin katak how to on objective ne my be buat ne be how halo makne how halu hatia buat ne be ha kotuk hodi halai makas
baoin. Okay, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Okay, so Paul is encouraging now the believers, okay, in Philippi. He said, forget the past and look forward to what lies ahead. That's like what I said earlier. It's easy to leave something behind, okay, looking on the front and seeing a much valuable thing or person in there. Okay, so looking on what lies ahead, it speaks about of Jesus. We know that at the end of our race, we will always found Jesus there.
Dona nesanya versiklo deyang katak ita husik tia buat nebe maka iha kotok significa ta kita nya pasado husik tia no focus basaida maka iha oin. No idane e buat tidan nebe maka oin maka kita focus ba ita nya relasaun no Kristo.
Okay? So, as we pursue Christ, as we move a walk closer and closer to Him each day, okay? We don't walk forward looking backwards.
Então, nessa sanita continua. Hareba oin ho dia tinzi, saira makita tua tinzi. La significa ta kita hakat ba oin, maybe ita niya ita sa inafatin hateke bakotok.
Have you tried to walk forward and looking behind?
Mi parna kokote na galaita, lao ba oin nafatin, maybe hateke bakotok?
Right? You are walking forward, but you are looking behind. Do you think you can reach your destination by that? I'm walking toward Christ, but I miss the things that I'm doing before.
Okay,
part of walking toward to Christ is forgetting our past.
Tam parte ida ba ita ho de lao tu ir Kristo makne halu hatia buat nebe magpasado.
Forget it. Why? Because you are walking forward to the most valuable thing that you will ever receive. And that's the reward to be in the presence of your Lord and Savior one day.
Então halu hatia buat nebe mag kita buat sira halu ya pasado no. Continua lao. Wanten saun toma kore atinzi relasaun nebe mag diakli ho Kristo.
That's what the mindset of Paul. Okay, that's why he said that for me to die is to gain. For me to die is like a crown putting on my head, because he knew that his death, it will bring him to a place where he can be with his Creator for eternity.
Amane mak Paulo dehang katak bahaw matene au consider sa manan ida bahaw o ema beletau kroa bahaw nira uti Kristo tama sedan ya karak. When here niya mate ya Kristo significa tak niya belabahamutuk filafalho niya Creador.
Okay, that's what is Paul looking ahead. Okay? He is looking ahead for what he can gain. So that's why he can endure. And his joy, he is full of joy. Because knowing I'm closer to you, Lord, each day.
Tamanema Paulo na fatin continua hateke ba oin ho de atinzi non yedian na iha ubesi kona itabot loron loron. Heavenly Morris.
Right? For example, when you are studying a student here, on your first year, second year, third year, or fourth year of your school, there's a lot of challenges, right? There's a lot of sleepless nights, stress, tiredness, things, a lot of things that you need to accomplish. But as the day of graduation nears, it will excite you. Everything is paid off. Okay? Everything is paid off. So when you are there walking on the stage, getting your certificate diploma, okay, you forgot everything behind. The tiredness, the sleepless night, you forgot all about it. Because what you focus is the joy that you receive on that day. And that's the same day. That's the same thing. Imagine this. Imagine that your life right now, you are just studying. And that's in a few years come, you graduated and getting to meet, okay, the person, Jesus Christ. Okay, it will excite you. It will make you full of joy. I don't count this pain right now, Lord, because I'm looking forward to what lies ahead.
Então, nessa nita bela, considera ita nia viagem ho Cristo nessa estudante da. Estudante wan hira sira hahu sira na escola ba semester 1, 2, sersenti todang wan hira fila ba umamos kalan to bala dukor, hanoi ba orsamento sira makatu selo. Me be ya momento ne be mak sira ba ya proseso graduasaun nian. No ya man ba ma bolu nian ara ni hamrik ba orsimo ni nia diploma ni sertifikado kono ba escola nian. Sera mak ni sente ak solok tama ni haluat ya buat ni be mak ni asoro ya ni proseso estudo nian. Hanesan mos ita ni viajen ho Kristo. Ita tahu idane hanesan ita considera idane hanesan ita nia studu agora da dauk no ita considera kata kabam baru ita say atinzi idane be mak dia klu no halo ita halua te ita sofrimento hirakna.
Right? Okay. So Paul continues in verse 14.
Tam Paulo continua versículo sanuro san hat dean katak. Hau hakas amba oi na fatin toroham para manam premio. How ne premium makne abam barua nai maromak bolo how tamai halalehan tamba Kristu Jesus mate bahau.
My how. Okay. It says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. This is what I said earlier. Paul is looking ahead of the prize. And that prize is none other than his Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, getting that prize, the prize that is so valuable for Paul, okay, that he gave his life, his whole life, okay, to Jesus Christ, he's pressing on to reach that end of the race. I hope that's all of us. The moment that you became a Christian, we joined the race. Okay? And I hope that some of us might slow as they continue the race. Some of them are slowing down. Some of them are consistent. But I hope whatever you encounter in your race, you will never stop.
Então nesan versículo idahoy Paulo de angkatak niya considera karak hateke ba oin tamban niya karak atinzi premium nebe makia oin teona. Então, vai estamos a nessa. Da la Roma itania viagem ho Cristo. E no momento não vai mais ter simo Jesus Cristo, sai a nessa itania no Salvador. E no momento não vai estar ia na perta roja. Cada que está halaitaro, a tu menam prêmio, não vai mais que hoje. No, ita balo da la Roma ita lao nene, que itania viagem ho Cristo nene, balo consistente, cada que nia continua halau heladet. No, balo sei asoro buat barak. Mau fiar kata kita asoro, kita bosir asoro situasaun dificuldade asane. Mesmo na neik, mabe kita bosir la para ho, kita bosir na viazen ho Kristo.
Okay. So, have you seen a marathon? We have here, right? The First Lady Cup. Okay? So, I want to join there, but it so happens it's always on Saturday. So, okay. So, hopefully, I can join there sometime. So, you know marathon, okay? marathon is like a race.
Maraton aga?
Yeah.
Haletaro. Oh. Ita ya maratona ya ne no ya ne acontece sabdo no hawa kara katu join sira may bela la diak tambe sabdo.
Okay, so there are people who are joining marathon and it gives them joy just to be part of it. Maybe some are not don't have the goal to finish the race, but they just want to join. Maybe some, okay, I'll just join, I'll just run until where I can, then I'll stop. But there are people who join whose mindset is to finish the race.
Ito maratona ka, halay taro idane ema balu ba ho sirani Hanoi na bemaklanesan. Balu ba hakarak enjoy det, hakarak halay taro la sirla Hanoi na tumanam premio. Balu ba hakarak focus dun iba sayra magsirato atinzi. No, iya sito saan na sana akontese.
So, which one are you there? Are you the one who just want to be part of the race, take selfies, I'm part of the marathon, okay? But really when they start, okay, I just sit standing here. I don't, why are you here? Why you don't run? No, I just came here to join, but I don't want to run. Just take selfie. Or are you the one who's, yes, I will go. But in the middle, you get tired, you stop. Or are you the one, before the race even started, your goal, you're putting in your mind, the important thing for me is not the picture, okay? It's not the people around me, but to finish the race. And finishing the race in marathon doesn't mean that you need to be first. As long as you finish the race, that's the most important thing. So you can run slowly, you can mix it with walking, but never stop. Because when you stop, you lose the hope. You lose the chance to finish the race. So don't stop. You can slow down, okay? But don't stop. Okay? As the most important thing is to finish your race. And when you finish the race, as a Christian, there's no medal given to you, but there will be crown. Okay? And the good thing here, it's not just the prime minister giving you the crown, but it's your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, giving you the crown.
Então se ita harifal ba ita ni Morris kona ba halay ta.
It's like marathon. Yeah, it's marathon. Yeah, you can take it slower. Come on, slowly.
Slowly, okay. Ita harif ba marathon ay mahalay? Hane sa ngoy ni explain ita na. Ita valiya to kita na. Ita parte ida na ba? Ita mak ema ida na ba mak halay ba ya join ya ema halay taro ne ba selfie deti na ba depois tao ya Facebook sa nega ita mak ema ida na ba mak halay ba ya klaran ma bela bele para te klaran o ita ema ida na ba mak ya noin na hokarak dun ya tinzi premium na ba mak ya hoin tao ni ita mak ema ida na ba siratan the crown Hanesa nita Kristaw nita halay taro hode atene Kristino laos ato ema to fo medaile baita hanesa primeiro ministro sira makato fo baita maybe ita ato simo wenira ita menano na pertaruhan dan ema se fo baita kroa no kroa dene se makato fo baita Kristo rasik se fo baita.
Yes, come on. Thank you, Anna. So that leads to our last point actually.
No, idene lider ita baita ni Pontus Ikos.
How to find joy as we pursue Christ? Concentrate on what lies ahead.
Tan saida tan ita ba Pontus III dan katak tau konsentra saum ba saida mak makasei mai.
Yes. Good. Okay. So let's summarize everything that we have talked today. Okay. So our first point is how to find joy as we pursue Christ? By consider what is important in life. Second, third, concentrate on what lies ahead.
Então, ita pontos ita hakarak halos sumario ba ita niya pontos tolo na magne. Primero ita considera sa ida mak importante iya Morris. Segundo, Chris,
halo itanya Morris.
Halo itanya Morris ay Chris. Centro ni
iya Chris.
Sai Cristo nel centro. Terceiro, ma tau concentração ba saída maka sei mai.
Sei mai. Okay. So as we end, I invite everyone to please all stand up.
Antes de terminar, eu quero que tu vote se eu tu hambri.
So our one point message is this. By making Christ as the center of our lives, we can consider what is important through concentrating on what lies ahead.
Itanya mensahe nikus makliu husi halo Kristo anesan sentro ba itanya moris, ita bele considera saida mak importante liu husi tau konsentrasaun ba saida mak seimai.
Okay. So, for Paul, it all started when he met Jesus.
Ba Paulo buat hirak nehoto hahu when hirania soru Kristo.
Okay, we can consider what is important, or we can consider what is important in our life, and we can make Christ the center of our life as we concentrate on what lies ahead. But it all starts with our relationship with Christ. And I believe all of you already have established a relationship with Christ, right?
Então, te considera sair uma importante livro e tenho mores no, but importante nem a Cristo. Ita o todo simo teu na Jesus a nesang ita nem nai no Salvador. No fiar kata ida nem hahu usi ita nia relação.
It's always good to look back. What happened to Paul? Before when we still calling him Saul, he's a persecutor of Christians. He captured Christians, bring them back so that they can be in jail. That's his joy. What happens to him? Why all of a sudden he changed?
Então itare ba Paulo ni Morris itabele hare ba kotok sa mga kakontese ba Paulo. No niya antes niya naran Saul niya may dana ba makhalo teru sa mga Kristaun siro wani resiratuir Kristo. No niya tene katag idane makhalo niya haksolok. Yan ni Morris. Maybe what hirak na ho to mudansa when hira ni bate ni Kristo.
So it all starts when Paul is on his way to Damascus, trying to catch more Christians, not knowing that on his way he will encounter Jesus.
Tam what hirak na ho to hahu no acontece ba Paulo ya momento ni ba niya halaw viajen ba Damasco niya karakatu haloteru se straga ima Kristaun sira.
And his encounter to Jesus and his genuine surrendering of his life changed him forever.
Então nia soro Cristo ida ne, nino ia momento ida ne ba halo nia mudanza no, ia momento nia menesimo Cristo ida ne muda nia Morris banafaten.
Maybe for some of you, you want, Lord, I also want to be like Paul. And not just settled in knowing you, not just settled in meeting you, encountering you, but Lord, I want to know you more each day.
Dalaruma ita hane San Paulo ita soro na Kristo na okara kita husuk katak na ya okara katen ita bot liuta.
There's some of you, Lord, I want the change that happens to Paul.
O dalaruma ita husuk na ya okara transformasaun umudansa na bema kakontese pa Paulo.
You know, the good thing is what happens to Paul can also happen to you.
No, but dia kira makne, but nabe makontese ba Paulo no idanemos bela kontese ba ito bot sira.
Because the Jesus that he met on his way to Damascus is the same Jesus that you met.
Katag Jesus nabe mak Paulo hasoro ya Damasco, Jesus nerasik hanesan ho Jesus nabe mete bot simo.
And God is faithful and he is able. The question is, are you willing? Are you willing to let go of things that you think is valuable to you?
Tan maromak na ni diak ni asitia ba ita bot sira. Bot tira mak na ita bot sira pronto galay husik tia bot sira na ba mak ita bot considera valor tevi sa ita bot ni Morris.
You know, to encounter fully, to experience fully the power of Christ in your life, You need to surrender everything to Him.
Maybe
there are things in your life that until now you cannot surrender that hinders your relationship to God.
Dala ruma ya buat ruma na bemak halo ita buat sira sira entrega ba na maromak difícil ba ita buat sira to entrega ba na maromak no ida ne bele halo ita buat ni moris hakido usin na maromak.
You know, when Paul encountered Jesus, he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And Jesus replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting."
No ita buat sira te no insawa nira Paulo hakara haloteros ba ma Kristaun sira dalang klaran. Ni soro Jesus ya naba no ni husu semai tabot nai. No Jesus hatan hau makemai na bemak tabot at halteros.
Maybe we will say we are saying I'm not like Paul. I'm not persecuting other people. I'm not persecuting God. Actually, I'm following Him. But you know what? When you continuously living in sin, we are still persecuting Christ.
Dalam rumah itu bawa sirah dehan kata, how lo sana San Paulo, how lo for persegi saum bay makristaun sirah. Maybe itu bawa tetenun sa, sekuen hira itu bot continua halo sala, signifik kata kita bot continua halo terus bay Jesus.
So if there's anything in your life that you know that hinders your relationship to God, I mean, this is the moment to surrender it to Him.
Tahun agora iya bot rumah nabe mak halo itu bot labela entrega bay Jesus Kristo no ohin mak momento iya nabe mak kita bot entrega bot hirak ni hoto bani.
Maybe you are looking or finding, trying to find your joy on those things. But really, you will not find joy in them. True joy only lies on Christ.
O dala roma itabot hakar halo betirak na hota at itabot wal haksolok itabot ni Morris. Maybe haksolok na be maglolos sa mai lihus Jesus Kristo din.
For some of us, maybe it's not a thing, but it's a person. People that we need to let go to fully experience the grace of God in our life.
O dala roma bagita iya ema balo na bemak difícil at ita husik sira. Iya ita ni Morris.
You know, all of us, we have those things. And we cannot say, I'm perfect. Lord, I'm okay right now. No. I know that all of us, including me, we still need the grace of God.
Tambayita hoto to iyane. Laiha e maida mag perfecto ya. Fateng idanita hoto say precisa. Maroma ketene Morris.
So if that's you, why don't we raise both of our hands and really ask God for His grace today?
Sikarik itabot magne, itabot hit itabot nya liman ruwa hoto ba na maroma no. Then nayaw magnay ho entrega.
Let us come to His presence and really ask for His grace.
May tabayhan niya presensya no huso ba niya grasa.
Lord, you see the hands of your people right now.
Nay tabot hare, tabot liman ho to husi tabot ni Eman na bimukfote ba tabot.
Lord, just like what happened to Paul, Lord, we want to experience that thing as well.
Nay hane sambuat hirak na bema ka kontese ba Paulo. Ami akara ka to experience ida nemo sa Roma.
Lord, help us to consider what is important in our life, Lord God.
Nay ayuda ami to consider what bema ka importante ami ni amor sa Roma.
Lord, help us, Lord, to make you the center of our life, Lord Jesus.
Nay ayuda ami to halo ita bot mag sentro ami ni amor sa Jesus.
And whatever situations we are in right now, O Lord God, that tries to steal the joy that we have, Lord, help us to focus and to concentrate on the things that lies ahead of us, Lord.
Nay ibot ruma na bema khalo ami la considera la tau konsentrasaun ba itabot na bema khalo ami hakiro ko si itabot nay ayuda ami ato ami bele na fatin tau importansya focus liu ba itabot na imaroma.
Lord, may you pour out your grace to your people right now, Lord God.
Nay itabot ami husu itabot atu hatun itabot na niya grasa ba itabot na ema agora dadaw.
Lord, it's only by your grace that we can make all those things, Lord.
Nay dene so lihusu itabot ni grasa det makami bele halo buat hirak na hoto.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for giving your grace so that, Lord, we can able to give up the things, the people that hinders us in our relationship to you.
Nay, obrigado também da bot fona ba ame to usik tia bot hirak ne be makla importante ba eman hirak ne be makla importante atam bele focus liu ame ne relasaun ba tabot maroma.
Lord, I pray, O Lord God, that as we continue to pursue you in our lives, let your joy overflows in our heart, Lord God.
Nay, anesa nami continua tu irita bot usik kita bot ni hak solok na kono yami ne morison ne maroma.
Lord, help us to live in your glory, O Lord God, in your honor each day of our lives, Lord.
Nay, ajuda ami atu moris ba itabot ninyo gloria det iya loron loron yami ni moris.
Lord, we praise you.
Nay, mi hita bot.
We glorify you, Lord God.
Nami magnifica itabot maroma.
We honor you, Lord.
Nami fo honra ba itabot maroma.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
O Jesus, ninarang mi alorsa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, that the love of our Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all now and forever. Amen and amen. So God bless you, everyone.